Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. A reading, my sheep hear my voice, says the Lord, I know them and they follow me. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and finding him, said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into the synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. From the Gospel, you can see that Jesus didn't stay in the place where he was successful. His purpose is to spread the Gospel wherever he is going to. Jesus teaches us, don't stay on our success in the past. It's important to go ahead. It's important, moment by moment, renew our strength to do the will of God. Don't be happy because we are successful in the past. Yes, with God's help, we are successful. But it's important, every day is a new day. Jesus gives us the strength to fulfill the will of God today. Let us offer our daily life to Him so that we can work every day anew. Jesus, we trust in you. Give your strength today that we can live better than yesterday.